We soothe newborns, but parents soon start teaching their children to tolerate higher levels of arousal, a job that is often assigned to fathers. I once heard the psychologist John Gottman say, "Mothers stroke and fathers poke." Learning how to manage arousal is a key life skill, and parents must do it for babies before babies can do it for themselves. If that gnawing sensation in his belly makes a baby cry, the breast or bottle arrives. If he's scared, someone holds and rocks him until he calms down. If his bowels erupt, someone comes and makes him clean and dry. Associating intense sensations with safety, comfort, and mastery is the foundation of self-regulation, self-soothing, and self-nurture, a theme to which I return throughout this book. A secure attachment combined with the cultivation of competency builds an internal locus of control, the key factor in healthy coping throughout life. Securely attached children learn what makes them feel good. They discover what makes them and others feel bad, and they acquire a sense of agency, that their actions can change how they feel and how others respond. Securely attached kids learn the difference between situations they can control and situations where they need help. They learn that they can play an active role when faced with difficult situations. In contrast, children with histories of abuse and neglect learn that their terror, pleading, and crying do not register with their caregiver. Nothing they can do or say stops the beating or brings attention and help. In effect, they're being conditioned to give up when they face challenges later in life. Becoming real. Bowlby's contemporary, the pediatrician and psychoanalyst, Donald Winnicott, is the father of modern studies of attunement. His minute observations of mothers and children started with the way mothers hold their babies. He proposed that these physical interactions lay the groundwork for a baby's sense of self, and, with that, a lifelong sense of identity. The way a mother holds a child underlies the ability to feel the body as the place where the psyche lives. This visceral and kinesthetic sensation of how our bodies are met lays the foundation for what we experience as real. Winnicott thought that the vast majority of mothers did just fine in their attunement to their infants. It does not require extraordinary talent to be what he called a good enough mother. But things can go seriously wrong when mothers are unable to tune in to their baby's physical reality. If a mother cannot meet her baby's impulses and needs, the baby learns to become the mother's idea of what the baby is, having to discount its inner sensations and trying to adjust to its caregiver's needs means the child perceives that something is wrong with the way it is. Children who lack physical attunement are vulnerable to shutting down the direct feedback from their bodies, the seat of pleasure, purpose, and direction.